Welcome to the Bids and Purchases Committee meeting Monday, December 5th at 8:15. Item number one is the call to order, which I have just done. Item number two, approval of the minutes from the October 31st, 2022 meeting.
Move for approval, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Do we have any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Item number three is public comments. If anybody has anything they'd like to address us on any topic, you have, unfortunately now, 2 minutes and 30 seconds to be able to address us. All right, seeing nobody, we will move on to item number four, which is employees' years of service, and I will defer. Ms. Kotov?
Good morning. Jill Russ, if you would join me up here. Jill Russ is being recognized for 15 years of dedicated service to the town. She graduated from Shawnee State University, made her way to Mount Pleasant via the Outer Banks of North Carolina. She began with us as a procurement technician in December of 2007. Over the course of the last 15 years, she's progressed in her career from a technician to a procurement agent, and she is now our procurement contract specialist. In May of 2022, she successfully passed 2 required certifications and is now a National Institute of Government Purchasing Certified Procurement Professional.
Wow.
It is a mouthful.
That's a mouthful there.
Jill is the town's go-to procurement professional for any and all of our road projects. She also is very adept in our service contracts, like when we go out for guard services and janitorial services. Quite honestly, she'll tackle about anything and do it in a fine fashion. So she is an asset to the town, and it's to be congratulated for 15 years of service. Thank you, Jill.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. Item number five is the award of contract for managed internet services.
Yes, sir. So the town solicited proposals for managed internet services for the town hall and the town's remote sites. Implementing internet bandwidth capacity to meet the town's current and growing internet needs, and acquiring a fiber infrastructure service provider to establish this connectivity is part of the town's IT strategic plan. The town's current network is structured so that to get to the internet, remote sites first have to come through town hall and through our firewall and then access the internet. What this proposed network will do is it has the provider managing our internet and our firewall under our guidance, and it provides more bandwidth, more reliability, and more security for the town. The selection committee unanimously recommended Segra. It is therefore recommended that staff enter into negotiations with South Carolina Telecommunications Group Holdings, doing business as Segra, for the town's managed internet service. And I do have Robert McGee here. He's our network administrator if you have any technical questions.
Okay, thank you very much. Committee, anything?
I'll move for approval, Mr. Chairman, but I have a question.
I'll second.
Okay, we got a motion and a second and a question.
Will they be working on whatever the issues are at Town Hall Gym on the treadmills, the same as the senior center?
The senior center, I don't, Robert can come up if he'd like to give more information, but yes. So the senior center and all the connectivity is part of the remote site.
So the treadmills at the senior center, I believe, are Comcast cable.
So,
do me a favor, give us your name and just for the record.
I'm Robert McGee, I'm the network administrator for the town hall.
Okay.
I believe that the treadmills at the senior center is cable television, not internet.
So what this will do is we have Comcast and we have AT&T, and it will take all of those under Segra. There may be opportunities at the fire stations and the senior center for different streaming, but we don't know at this point that that will be necessary. So we do believe this potentially is a fix.
Well, Howard, you don't need to be watching TV anyhow. You should be working out.
I was, but I had to go to the third treadmill yesterday to get one that the TV worked right.
Okay.
So,
The plan for this, so it starts out once the negotiations are finished, we begin implementing. It also will adjust our phone issues. which right now you should not be experiencing as we've increased our bandwidth with AT&T. But it will bring it all that. We will go under their phone system. It'll take 3 to 6 months to get the full implementation in. But by July 1st, definitely everyone will be up on the new system.
Thank you, ma'am. Ms. Corley?
And what is the financial implication from this?
So right now we're estimating it's going to be about $20,000 a month with taxes, and it's going to be almost equal. It might be a little bit of cost savings over our current budget, so there will not be any additional needed for this project.
Okay, thank you.
Great. Anything else?
No, sir.
All right. So do we have a motion?
Yep. I think we do.
We already got a motion second. Okay. All right. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Well, ladies and gentlemen, once again, we finish ahead of time, and hopefully the rest of the council will follow our lead. So if we have nothing else, we are adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.